Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you get your property questions in and we give you some answers. The format is very simple. Each week, we answer two of your wonderful questions. And if you would like to take part in the show, it is super simple. Let's give you a quick reminder of how you can get your question on the pod.
Yes, give us a call, 013-808-0035, or go to propertyhub.net/ask. Leave us a voicemail and follow in the fine footsteps of Mike.
Hi, Rob and Rob. It's Mike here. Amazing podcast. Thanks very much. You totally inspired me to get into property investing. I set my goals. I'm achieving my yields. And my question to you now is about exit strategies. So my original strategy was to sell one or two properties, pay off their mortgages of the good ones, and then have an income into retirement. But with the economic situation changing, I'm just re-looking at that and trying to decide, do I sell everything? Do I aggressively buy more properties into my 80s? My question is, what was your original exit strategies? And now that the economic situation is changing, have your exit strategies changed? And what are you guys going to do? Thank you.
Mike, really good question. I think for me, you're right that the economy has changed in a big way. The end of the zero interest rate era is enormous. I'm not sure the world has fully come to terms with that yet. A lot of things that made sense when money is free no longer make sense when interest rates have got back to a rate that's more historically normal. But for me, property investment in the way that we do it, at least, is not one of those things. Our approach is just to buy really good properties in growing areas that can rent out easily and do that for a really long time. That's worked for hundreds of years, and I don't see that stopping working anytime soon. So, of course, there'll be periods along the way when house prices are falling and when legislation makes things more difficult and you have to adapt. That's always going to happen. But for me, there's nothing that makes me want to change my strategy. That said, I'm talking about changing strategy. But when it comes to an exit strategy, I don't have one that is set in stone, and I never really have, because I'm not in a position where I ever want to retire and stop working and have property income just paying for everything. Well, that might have to happen at some point, but I don't want it to. So I'm not in a rush. And I'm not scared of debt as a tool. So I'm not in a position where I must have all my portfolio paid off by this date. So I'm leaving it very flexible. You mentioned aggressively buying more properties into your 80s. I can't see myself doing that because I'm not really aggressively buying more properties now. I don't have ambitions to have an enormous portfolio, and I'll probably have even less appetite to do that by then. So I think, Mike, to answer your question, no, my exit strategy hasn't changed, but it's never been that well-defined to start with. And I don't think that, in my case at least, that's a problem. Rob, I'd be interested to know if you've got a different perspective on this.
No, unfortunately, Mike, my memory is terrible. So I may have had a very well-defined exit plan when I started, but it's that long ago now, which in some ways is a good thing and some ways is a bad thing because I'm getting older, that I do not remember what my original exit plan was. However, I can tell you what my thinking is today, and it is also a bit flexible. With my current portfolio, over the coming years, and I've started to do this, I'm recycling some of my properties, or maybe another way of positioning it is I'm playing Monopoly. Some of the properties I've owned for more than a decade now, and they are requiring more of my time and more of my money in terms of refurbs and things going wrong. So I am looking to move some of those properties on, and at the same time, buy more prestigious type properties. So that's why I'm playing Monopoly. I'm getting rid of the houses and turning them into hotels, albeit I'm not actually buying hotels. So my strategy isn't really to sell, but to consolidate in assets that are worth more over time. So I don't have the headaches of owning a massive individual portfolio. It is big enough in terms of individual units. So it's more about the value of the portfolio rather than the number of properties in the portfolio. And like Rob, I'm happy to see this out for the long term. Maybe I'll do the same again in another 10 years and move these properties on and put them into blocks of apartments, possibly, and own entire apartment blocks. That would be nice, and we all got to have goals. So that could be next for me. But it's more about the progression of the portfolio rather than exiting it. Again, I'm not scared by debt. I know debt will be devalued over time. And if I set things up correctly, this could be a great legacy play as well for my children. So no intentions to sell, never really remembering an intention to sell. What selling I do is to transfer into the type of property that suits my strategy today. I hope that helps, Mike. Next up, we have a question in from Lizzie.
Hi, my name's Lizzie. I'm interested in doing a buy-to-let in the Telford or Shrewsbury area, and I was just wondering about your thoughts on if that's a good place to invest for a buy-to-let. I was looking at properties around £200,000. Thank you.
Lizzie, I'm pleased to say that I know both of these areas relatively well, and Shrewsbury is a lovely, lovely area, although I'm going to recommend you invest in Telford of the two. And there are a few reasons why. The biggest reason for me is something that you hear us talk about on the podcast over and over again, is fundamentals. For me, Telford has the better fundamentals of the two. So Telford is closer proximity to Birmingham. Shrewsbury, for me, is a bit isolated. It's about an hour from Birmingham on the train. You can get in direct, but the trains take about an hour. Whereas from Telford, it's only 40 minutes. And that, you know, is significant. People will probably be willing to commute on a regular basis for 40 minutes. An hour's commute, well, especially in this day and age, that's going to be less attractive to a lot of people. So then you are more reliant on the local area and the local job market. Another thing we talk about on the podcast as well is the ripple effect. And I feel Birmingham will very much influence Telford in the future, and Telford will benefit from that ripple effect. Birmingham is going from strength to strength. But if you can't afford areas like Birmingham, you can look at surrounding towns that you feel may benefit from that ripple effect. And Telford certainly is a contender. Now, a word of caution, the property prices are cheaper on average in Telford compared to Shrewsbury. I'm sure you know that, Lizzie, but this is just a general point for all listeners. And because of that, my strong recommendation would be to go for the better properties in Telford in the better areas. And the reason for that is they're the areas that tend to do better for capital growth purposes over the long term. You may get a slight better yield for going something for a bit cheaper in Telford, but I would advise against that because the real wealth in property is made over the long term through the capital growth. So looking at a very high-level view, my choice would be Telford, the better areas of Telford, for all the reasons that I've mentioned.
So there you go. Questions answered for Lizzie and Mike. Hope you found something in there helpful. And you will definitely find something helpful by joining us again on Thursday for the Property Podcast. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.